In the arms of Milani, Grimshaw flies high.
He was so attractive. Just a sexy man.
In the arms.
Oh, jeez. I'm pressing F to pay respects.
Tim's
right
gonna
now.
Cry again.
Yeah. I no Bant. Tim cried. Tim cried last episode.
He cried real tears.
I was actually weeping.
Yeah.
I was actually weeping.
Yeah. I don't know if I gave you a hug, but I'm gonna give you a very, very good one. So Grimshaw died last episode.
That's just, it's one of those things. It's just so fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd completely forgotten about the bleed damage.
Same.
Yeah.
I did too.
Until it was right before my turn.
Yeah. It like Benson, like, could have technically gotten there. He wouldn't have healed me. But yeah, it's nuts.
It's I always do this, like, we did this after Adler too, where we were just like, is there anything we did wrong? Like, I'll totally say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The battlefield did us wrong.
Oh, yeah, the battlefield.
Yeah.
Dude, the size of this fucking battlefield fucked us.
Oh. Yeah, separating Benson and Grimshaw.
It's like, obviously Benson's main thing is, like, saving the people, but if Benson and Grimshaw just stayed together, that shit wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Yeah. And I gotta point out, you guys had this emotional thing that morning. Or the day before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, talk about ripping my fucking heart out.
Where you guys said, we're gonna do it. We're gonna take him down.
Jake, you're gonna make me cry.
It weighs so...
Look what you did.
He's laughing. I can't tell. I can't tell if he's laughing because he's
both.
it weighs on me as a GM because I don't want any one of you your characters to die because I mean you build up a connection to him. But that
we make jokes all the time about us, like Jake versus us. But that's not the case.
No.
Jake is telling
us. You guys are heroes, and I want you to succeed.
Yeah.
It was a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, love you, Jake.
In a way, though, I really do see this as a culmination of his story.
Yeah.
He left his other party and let him die.
I'm sorry, man.
And he died for this party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll say that this combat is supposed to be demanding because of that. Like, that's the entire point of this. Mm. I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. If you guys had done this encounter in the original room, there would have been a different way to try to stop the water.
Interesting.
But equally hard.
Okay.
There's no easy way to do this combat. And there's like a certain point right now where you guys are talking about like some of them might just die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the slaves here might just die. And the sacrifices are going to have to be made. One was already made because Grimshaw went toe to toe with this interlocutor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way around there's no easy way to do it, is what I'm getting at here. And I mean, a devastating crit from this thing, it just did it.
Humble court claims another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to, I don't want to delay the episode anymore because this fight is still going on and we have another episode after this, I'm certain of it, of this combat.
Yeah.
But... as Grimshaw perishes, it comes to the Interlector's turn. It drags its scythe hands through Grimshaw's abdomen. And all of you can see this because you're actually close by. Yeah. Both Kezra and Benson are like right there, and Elkwood, with your elf eyes, you can obviously see this. Mm. There's no way that he's standing up after that.
No.
You all know what happened. It is the Intellector's turn. It is going to turn around and begin attacking Benson.
Did it get an attack of opportunity, Elf? I'm still filled with rage.
It did.
How?
It,
okay. It,
yeah.
Because so, you had to move into its reach.
Yeah.
I think it missed. It was like 33 or something.
Yep. So it will get one attack on you, Benson.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and do this. Okay. Striking out at you, 37 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. There's going to be 28 points of slashing.
Okay, that is going to be 22 points of slashing.
Okay, and then 2d6 bleed.
Okay.
You said 28 points of slashing?
Correct.
It should only be 20 points of damage, 3 from your armor, 5 from stone skin.
You got it.
Yep, yep. And then it will heal itself again.
Oh,
oh my god.
Don't you get your... Oh, it doesn't. The ally. Yeah, I don't
know. Nope.
All right, it is going to heal. Okay, that is its turn. So they're going to roll the recovery check for its bleed, the bleed that it has from, I think, Upwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Did you inflict 1d6 bleed to Upwood? Yeah, yeah, yes. That's a crit.
Yeah, so, it was from a crit.
Yeah, right, so right. It takes the damage, then rolls recovery.
Yep. Okay.
Six.
Nice.
And success on that. So it does take 6 at the end, okay. But it's going to be free of its bleeding now.
Okay.
All right. After that, Laslin. She is going to... she's going to keep marching forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's fucking sick. Second 3, goddammit. All right.
It's like her and me are the same issue right now. Is yeah. That we're so far away that I'm...
Even with a longbow, it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, first she'll do...
She's currently still 180 feet away from Kezra.
Yeah, so she's going to try to retch once. mind you, she's a hyena, so you ever see a dog try to, like, vomit?
Not on the carpet! Damn it!
Oh.
Okay. Past that. That was a 40 total.
So that's 1 second down.
Okay. Hold on. It was a 40 total against... God, who do we say you had to go against?
It would be El... Who are you targeting?
So, remember, this is the sickened from her natural one.
Yeah.
So this is her just trying to get one of the sickened away.
Class right. DC.
So
yeah, that's what we said. With class DC, who was she targeting?
She wasn't targeting anybody because this is her just trying to... get rid of sickened.
I think it'd just be 29.
Oh.
It'll be 29.
She was trying to hit Benson, I think.
So Benson's class, you see?
Yeah.
We're just 29.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Crit. So two, sickened one.
All right, so back down to sickened one.
Okay.
All right, and then she will use 2 move actions to get up. Tired of this.
She's like, I'm sick and tired of these penalties. I just did like 100 damage to Kezra, but I mean, still.
Right.
Just so
one move and another move. Then the poisoner. What's the range on the crossbow?
I think it's actually farther.
120.
I think yeah. You have to load it.
He did. She did load it.
Yeah.
Step attack load.
Yeah. How far is Vimir? 100 feet away.
Close enough.
Yep. So she will take a shot at Vimir.
Sure.
Crossbow strike out. Natural 20.
Oh, bastard.
Sounds about right. Motherfucker.
Yep.
Really going to be that way? Right after Grimshaw died?
I know.
Yeah. Talk to the dice.
Oh, this sucks for...
What the fuck are you doing?
You're not talking back.
Normal damage.
John's yelling at his dice.
Muscle severed.
Okay.
Normal damage.
Okay.
But until healed, the target is clumsy 3 and enfeebled 3.
God damn.
Whoa.
That was really good.
Basically
okay.
Makes... Basically, I mean, you're screwed unless you're healed.
Clumsy and enfeebled.
Okay. So, normal damage, 11 piercing.
Okay.
But I do need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay. Let's see. Fortitude save. 30.
That saves. Let me go to.
God, my reflexes go down.
That is a success.
Yeah. Okay. I figured it should.
Yeah. So okay. Then she will move a little bit to kind of get some of the distance closer to you guys, and then she will reload.
Mm-hmm.
That was their turns. Oh, good.
Okay. So he's going to take two move actions to get closer. Oh, God. I'm like. So far away. Like, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm trying. No. Come on. Come on, roller. Thank you. No. That's one.
That's two.
Timmy's drawing us. Dead body.
No, I did that actually.
Oh. Okay, so I believe because you said he was. No, that was last turn. He was only able to move once because of that horrifying vision or whatever in hell that thing is. So he's no longer stunned. Vamir is not.
Oh, right, yes.
So he is going to. Vamir is going to dutifully.
Are you going to try to fly to the next cage?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like half.
Okay. It's like white text on a white background. Yeah. I'm like.
That's 75 right there. 75, 80.
Yeah.
Right there, you'll be fine. Yeah. So, all right, so you have plenty of movement, so just go ahead and move up to the cage.
Boop.
And then an action to.
Well, move. That would be two actions.
Oh, okay.
But that one action for Elk to attack the.
Interlector?
Interlocutor. That is probably not going to hit, but this time he's going to, because it was a 32, and okay. He's going to envision the hunter's arrowhead to give himself an extra +2 to that. It's used once per day.
Okay, so
it would be a 34.
That'll turn into a hit.
Okay. I was thinking, I was like, whew, okay. Yeah, like, he comes up, he sees Grimshaw, but he's... It's like, can't just stop and do that. Oh, nice. 30 points of damage.
Okay.
To the interlocutor.
Yes. All right.
That's it.
And Kezra.
Kezra is... mortified by... is Grimshaw's lifeless body. He's going to pull another maneuver where he sudden charges around, and so he flies kind of across the ground around,
yep.
Gets into flanking. So now I am 15 feet away from Benson, so I'm in his aura.
Yep.
Come in charging with an attack.
Okay.
Jaw attack. Where's my damn dice? Damn it. 29 flanking.
Even with flanking, it's a miss.
Alright. Next action. I will. I want to command. Lil Kezra, who's coiling around in my back somewhere.
Okay.
To heal me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I am going to get that.
Forgot about Lil Kezra.
Yeah.
So my name's Big Kezra.
Get some D6s.
he's just curled up around your toes.
Don't let go.
D8s. Okay. So I need some D8s to heal myself.
Should I have D8?
Have an old D8 night.
Old D8s.
That was good, Jay.
Thank you.
Oh, God, just awful, Wolf. It's 5. All right. Got 10 hit points on 5d8.
Wait, what?
How much?
10.
Oh.
What?
1d8. 1, 3, 2, 3.
Oh my god. That's trash. Oh.
10. Wow.
10.
I'm not doing much, so I'm free to roll dice.
Shut up, Tim.
That was an astonishingly bad roll.
That's like bad by my standards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Last action. He's going to stay there.
Okay.
He's going to attack with his claw.
All right.
Claw disco. So, agile, still flanking. 29 again.
Miss again. Sorry, buddy. Sir Benson Black. Please. Oh, Kezdorf, make me the fortitude save. Or, sorry, I think it's a will, actually. This is against the...
Didn't I critically succeed on this the first time?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, okay. This is the will. Natural 2, man.
Cool. All right.
19.
Stunned 1.
Damn. Am I currently considered flanking right now?
Yes. Yes, Benson is flanking.
Absolutely
right now.
Flanking.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still there.
Oh! Oh!
That's a 20?
Oh!
That's a 20?
Yeah! Ah!
Sorry. I can't unleash my full power.
Okay. All right.
I dropped my headphone.
Can't unleash our full power. The neighbors will call. Ugh.
You don't fucking touch my team.
No.
All right.
Please pull me something. Pull me something legendary.
Decapitate. Come on.
What is it?
From chops to groin. Triple damage. The target must succeed a fortitude save or die.
What?
Do me a favor, Kel. All those things that say if do this or die, just write my name next to him. Thank you.
What?
Remember, he got one of those. He got decapitated, taken away from him because he had the hammer.
Yep, but he has a sword.
Ball, don't lie, bitch.
All right. All right. So do the triple damage.
Triple damage, and you roll a fortitude save against his class DC. I'm sure things gonna succeed. But
right, could be a nat 1.
29. You have to beat a 29 fortitude.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But you get triple damage either fucking way.
I was gonna say let's do the triple damage first.
Yes,
but
please.
60 points of damage.
Let's go.
Describe your kill, John.
Oh my god.
Well, it's Wait. Not dead. It has regeneration.
Oh,
right?
Yes, it has regeneration.
But it is down.
It's down.
Yes.
It is.
Wait. So, Benson sees Grimshaw die.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first action.
Okay.
And Benson lays into this thing. Pure fear. There is no holy retribution here. There's just rage.
Rage, yeah.
As he lays into this thing, as he sees Grimshaw dead, he knows there's nothing he can do. And as his second action, he leans down and screams Iomade's name as he pulses his lay on hands offensively as holy damage into this thing. He knows he can't save Grimshaw, but he is using Iomade's grace to destroy this thing. Just fury.
So fortitude save.
Fortitude save
as
for the crit.
As long as you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh yeah, there's the. Well, the, you did enough damage to kill him. But now there's a fortitude save against his lay on hands. As long as you don't crit succeed.
Okay.
It's dead.
Okay.
Also, check to see what you roll against the groin, the crit. Too.
Oh, the well, it would have.
The regeneration.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that sucks. Because you would feel like, oh, you can't regen that together.
Yeah. 32 total fortitude save.
So it's...
It's
that's
dead.
Not a crit.
It's dead.
It's dead.
It's dead.
It's evaporated.
What's the save he has to make? Like
the creature?
Yeah.
The interlocutor?
Yeah.
It's a fortitude save against the lay on hands.
But
yeah.
It's a basic save.
Basic.
So he had to have taken 0 damage with a critical success.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
He takes holy hit.
Oh, right.
Holy
so he's evaporated.
Wow.
Benson literally scourges this thing from the world.
Yeah. So as you cut it from groin to head, it cries out in agony and pleasure. Oh, the pain! Oh. And then it falls, and then you pump that into it, and you see all of the fiendish life just leave as this giant hunk of metal and flesh lay dead.
Jesus Christ. I will add for flavor, Benson just grabs Grimshaw, and
all right.
Kazran is dragon voice like, "You really didn't have to come when he died." It's a little over the top. Read the room.
Interlocutor is dead, and
fucking awesome.
That was
yes, great. Dude.
I took a picture of that 20.
Wow. Oh my god,
incredible.
So you said for flavor, but do you want to move over to Grimshaw's body with your last action?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. After that, some of the people start scurrying out. As we are getting to these pits to be filled with water, and some of the people are able to scurry out. One of them scurries out, and they begin running towards you guys. Tim, what does this person look like that is scurrying out of the slave pit and running towards the party?
You see, at first glance, what appears to be a cantankerous old dwarf. Bald, dirty head, covered in, like, dust, mud, blood poop.
Yeah.
A beard.
Scars, yeah.
A beard that you think you see red. Maybe there's gray, but it's just so matted, twisted, clumped. It just looks like a gross sight. And he's rushing over, and he's like, I'm here to help, let me help.
You should get out of here.
No, I worship Gorim, I can help, I'm a war priest, I can empower your battle, I've been waiting for my moment, this is my moment.
Fine, they're coming.
Would Benson do this? Because I'm trying to, like, process how Benson would be feeling right now. Would he do the warrior thing? Or would he do the emotional thing?
I think as a champion of Iomedae, you know that all these slaves need to get out of here, and you're down a man.
Yeah.
And if a religious fighter like yourself is here, I mean, that's just...
Okay. If Benson has the action, he will literally shove that mace into your hand. Say, then fight and die with us.
It would be my honor. And as he grabs...
As you grab the Morning Star, the rest of you see the Chrono Worm slowly drift out of Grimshaw's body. And it arcs through the air, through your dwarf character, and it flies through you. What is left on your chest is a vague symbol of the symbol of Gorim, the mountain with the sword in it. But the sword is broken.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Oh boy.
And there's a flash. It seems like time itself cracks for a second. And you're standing there, and all of you see this happen, and this dwarf is standing there like he's lived 1,000 lifetimes.
What's going on with you? Are you all right?
I see now. It all makes sense. And you look at the Morning Star, which you're so familiar with, that purpley, hungry glow,
the glow is replaced with a warm, glowing light. Like an orange, white light.
You feel that you need to wrap his shield, and that's as much as you're going to be able to suit up right now.
Yeah.
But you feel ready. You know something is coming. And that's where we'll leave that. It is Laszlo's turn.
Oh, shit.
Laszlo sees Vamir.
Yeah, I know it.
Let me make sure of the range.
You're out by like 8 range increments. Am I? Just let you know.
Okay. It's 100 feet, actually.
God damn it.
And oh wow, that's exactly the range increment. So
oh yeah,
okay. Twin shot.
Yep.
On the mirror.
Yep. Don't be an asshole.
Natural 20.
God.
Oh my god.
What?
Don't be an asshole, Jake. That's all I want you to not be. You fucking did it.
He was already clumsy 3.
I know.
Oh, he got crit. Gosh. 2 natural 20s.
2 nat 20s.
Oh. I mean, I really can't bitch.
But... All right, this is double damage. You take a 5-foot leg wound. You take a 5-foot status penalty to your land speed.
Oh, well, he wasn't... We would do much anyway, so...
But this double
damage. Your minimum is 5, so that actually doesn't do anything. So, double damage, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Amir's got a fucked up leg now.
Okay, and I need to do the second strike, because it was a twin shot.
Yeah, it's a twin shot.
30 to hit.
That just hits. Oh, actually, yeah, it hits because clumsy.
Oh, boy. 103 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
What?
He's still up by 2 HP.
You gotta get...
Well, no shit. And I have to wait till one again. She, and then the poisoner goes.
Yeah.
So who is this that got hit?
Vamir.
Oh, my gosh.
Laszlo will use her last action to try to wrench that sickened away. After 20 on that, so no more sickened.
We got some mileage out of that, though.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poisoner, going to take a shot at Vamir.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jake. Roll that one for once in your life.
Please.
36 to hit.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
Dang. 13 points of piercing.
Well, he's down.
Ugh. I will need him to make a fortitude save.
Oh, God.
Is each one poisoned? Just saying.
Poisoners have poison
everywhere. Okay, I was just kind of curious. Because you're just like, it's poison.
No, that's... Yeah, they poison stuff.
Okay, 17 won't die.
Okay,
so
all right, he's fine. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but he's dying one.
Then she will reload. And Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay, Elkwood.
You see your bird fall.
I know. Oh. He falls partially into her. He is saw Grimshaw die and saw this half-naked dwarf run around. It's a complex emotion going on right now.
It's not every day a dwarf in a loincloth goes and takes all your friend's stuff.
I know, I should have shot him.
After he died.
Yeah, I should have shot him. I think he's opportunistic.
I bet he's lying about worshiping Gore.
He's probably going to pawn all that stuff.
All right. Unfortunately, the furthest I can get is here. Like, he is just booking it.
Okay.
To Vamir.
So, all right, so you run him past Kezra, so you're...
Let's see, Vamir makes a save.
Oh, yep.
He does.
Okay.
15, so...
Okay.
He's stable.
All right. Kezra.
Kezra grabs Benson and new guy.
What?
And he will fly all three of us across the battlefield.
Okay.
I will drop new guy right behind the poisoner, and I will drop Benson in front of Laszlo, and I will be in between them.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Welcome to the fuck chamber.
Spin zone, baby.
All right, go ahead and move yourselves.
That'll be all my actions.
Benson's still wearing that big fuck apron bow.
It's a little charred now.
Benson, yeah. I got you, Benson.
Hell yeah.
I'll put you right where I want you. There you go.
Oh, look at his... Look at his...
Well, that pawn's going so fast.
Wee!
Is that Benson?
One thing that's very funny is that the speed is the same no matter how far you go, no matter how far you drag it. So, like, if you go 10 feet, it moves the same speed. But if you go 150 feet, it still moves the same speed. So it's just... Wee!
Is that 6 minute mile Benson?
I can't move Tim's token, so Tim's token's over here.
Oh. Okay.
Come on. Come on, new guy. Come on, new guy.
Right, hold on. I'll move you.
I guess he doesn't want to go.
You know, I had a backup mouse.
Oh, yeah. That would have been nice, like, 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Last night?
Like, 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
24 hours ago.
Yesterday.
Sorry, I offered it to John, and I didn't offer it to you.
Convenient.
John's mouse is kind of broken.
Yeah. It's funny because
it lost its back.
I was like halfway looking for the mouse every once in a while. But I'm like, oh, maybe I was just making that up in my head.
there's still a mouse around somewhere, you know?
Oh, well, too bad. Nothing can do about it. Yeah, that was my turn.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sir Benson, it's your turn.
Benson is swinging for the fucking fences. There's an owl.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped him right into your lap.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's going to miss. Come on, second shot. That's going to miss, too.
Okay.
You know what? Let's just see for that natural 10.
Rolled a natural 10. That's good.
Yep. Unfortunate.
Okay.
I mean, with the turn I just said, I shouldn't ditch, but...
Yeah, well. Okay. So, after that, it comes to new guy. You got... picked up. Hold on. Let me talk about your day. You were released from a slave pit by a vulture.
Yes.
Picked up by a dragon and teleported. Not to mention whatever happened when that worm flew through you.
And I got spontaneously tattooed.
Yes.
It's been a day.
I don't know what's going on.
It's been a doozy of a day, officer.
Benson, you would know that in your time in House Black, being around knights, you've been around clerics, you've been around war priests. This guy came up, declared himself a war priest. You have never seen a war priest armament glow before. So just keep that in mind as new guy looking just as surprised, but also it looks like the gears are turning in his head, like things are like clicking in place, and he wields this weapon with like awe in his eyes, and you see that he concentrates inside himself and he transfers more spirit energy into this weapon as it glows even brighter, and he unleashes a strike where all the light concentrated in this weapon unleashes towards the poisoner.
So is this like a weapon surge?
You could say.
So it's like a weapon surge.
Okay. Do I have a hero point since it's a new character?
I didn't mean to sound like an asshole.
No. Yeah.
Like that came out for
a this
like,
looks like a champion's weapon surge. You don't know war priest to do that. This looks like a champion's weapon surge.
Hell yes.
Do I have a hero point since it's a new character? I just want to know because you know I'm gonna roll not one on my first roll.
Are hero points attached to characters or are they attached to players?
Characters.
Whoa, that's a consensus.
Who said that?
That was Vermeer.
Help me.
You know what? I'll say with all that you've been through within the last 6 seconds that, yeah, I would say you've a hero point.
Yeah. That's good because I need it.
It's a time for heroics, right?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I got a 95. That is more like it with a natty 19.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh. So that,
that might be a crit. Please crit on this. Please crit on
this. It's a poisoner. It should be.
It definitely should be.
It's a 41 to hit.
It's a critical
hit. Oh, baby.
Boom.
Good shit.
Dude, we are coming with a fury right now.
I have a lot of reading to do because
I'm not exactly sure what happens on a crit when I do this.
It's just double damage. Well, so you're adding a dice for a weapon surge and just double all that.
It's not weapon surge.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, John, shut up.
I'm guessing...
Where'd that aggression come from?
I'm guessing that all this damage doubles. There's nothing to think that it wouldn't.
Okay.
It should. I mean, it's like doubles, deadly or something, you know.
So what unleashes from this Morningstar, when it slams down, and I'm guessing... Well, let's roll some dice first.
Okay, all right.
Let's roll some dice first. All right. This counts as two attacks. When it calculates your multiple attack energy, it hit. Additional da-da-da-da. This is a piece of four.
Turns out I get an extra damage dice for every inch of my penis. Whoa, look at all those dice.
It's only three.
I think that's an absolutely good amount of dice.
I'm a dwarf. It's so perfectly.
Oh, man, this is just so much damage, though.
Dude, let me hear it. All the damage.
Yeah.
I just got
to roll the damage. Oh, my God. Damage. That's all I keep hearing. Roll the fucking damage.
Also, to give a sneak peek, this is a simple weapon, right? A Morningstar is typically a D6. And Grimshaw was able to use D8s because it was his god's weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
This particular character gets to roll D8s as well.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
I have some eights if you need.
Thank you.
Tim was digging for a while there.
New character and all.
Tim threw all his dice into the woods after our session.
He's just upset. Numbers.
Dude, I still can't believe you got triple damage.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is now my favorite D20.
So what happens with 78 points of damage?
What? It's up, my god.
Oh my god!
As the poisoner takes this hit, a crack in the quarry forms at her feet and travels up the side of the wall.
What?
300 feet to the other side of the canyon.
You just see a crack just open.
As I use Fracture Mountains.
What? Fracture Mountains?
Yes.
Real quick, though.
Yes.
You think we could use that to divert some of this water?
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
So at least slow the water down.
Okay.
So all right.
New guy, what else do you have on your turn?
So that was two actions. Okay. My last action.
This guy just, like, did something. And, like, do you know what you did? Are you, like, confused, but also, like, know exactly what happened?
It's like muscle memory.
Right.
So it's like he did the motion, and after he did it, he's like, yes, yes. And then he raises his shield for his last action.
Okay.
Damn, new guy, you're cool.
Fracture Mountains.
Okay.
Damn, crazy. Crazy.
Comes to Laszlo's turn. Sorry, I'm trying to get to... Yeah, that's Laszlo.
Oh, yeah, you've never seen a War Priest do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's like, yeah, I met one when I was like five.
Every war priest I know can do that. No, there's probably like three people in the world that can do that.
She's going to take a 5-foot step back to get away from Benson and shoot you twice.
So, volley?
Interestingly, no.
Well,
yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, she's just a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just cool.
Here, she can just do that.
I'll say this because otherwise you're going to ask a bunch of questions.
I'm not asking much.
Okay. She has said something called archery experience. Laszlin does not take the penalty from the volley trade.
Cool. That's pretty fucking cool.
And something else we'll see if that comes up to.
How do I get that?
Yeah. Be a
you
monster
don't.
Character.
Be a null slaver.
Yeah, how do we get Benson not needing the volley trade for his pro?
That's what I've been asking.
All right. first out of the composite long rifle, the twin shot, is 37 to hit you, Benson?
Hits.
Okay. Oh, no, Foundry, what are you doing?
No. It just couldn't handle the mountain break.
Yeah, Tim fucking broke it.
Come on, damage? Oh, Jesus
Christ. Man, she can't even do damage anymore.
Something happened. Lost connection. Yeah. Oh, okay, there it goes. Oh, my God. Okay. Weird Foundry stuff happening. We recently moved to, like, a cloud service, so sometimes it happens. Okay. Next attack is going to be...
You didn't technically do...
I know. Remember, it's combined.
Okay.
So.
Not that I don't want you to not tell me damage.
Of course.
Just trying to
think. It's like, how much damage do you take? I'll let you know.
Just God, we'll talk about it later.
Suddenly you're dead.
Do you guys also keep getting the, like, Foundry disconnected thing?
I got it once last episode, but I've been fine this time.
Yeah, I don't...
I haven't gotten it.
I haven't gotten it yet.
39 on the second
one. Okay.
Okay. Damage.
34. So, okay. No,
33. Okay. Combined damage is going to be 67 points of damage.
Jesus! You take off the 5 for the stones, the mountains resistance.
And I'm going to break 5 spikes.
Might as well.
Yeah,
burn them.
Yeah, I'm burning them.
That's a lot of damage.
So,
God, that is such a...
Shit.
What was the total damage again?
60.
67.
7, yeah.
Okay. Each hit.
I'm burning my shit. I'm still healthy.
Okay. Right. After her, the poisoner must get the fuck away from this guy.
He's like, ow!
She's currently shitting her pants.
She is rathering to get in between Benson and Laszlin.
Oh.
Because I'm just reading a lot of stuff, could you actually make a will save?
Oh, okay.
I forgot I have a feat.
Oh.
Just jumping into the level 11 character.
Sure. 27?
That's a fail. Okay. So that means you are frightened.
Oh, that.
Something.
I should have put that on anyway. Dear God.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's like, man, that guy just hit me.
I like how we have a dragon behind us, and they're still like, look, the dwarf.
The naked dwarf. Yeah, I mean, they just had.
Crack the mountain in half.
Yeah, crack the mountain in half, so you're frightened one.
Okay. I've never seen no dragon do that.
Yet.
Okay.
And that friend one's really going to suck in this AOO.
Huh?
Did you take that?
Take what?
Reactive strike.
Wait. Yeah.
Oh. He's like, oh my God, I did.
But I'm not near anyone, though.
He moved past you. Yeah, he ran away.
Yeah.
Hey, so Timmy, let me tell you about the combat so far. So the poisoner ran away from you and is now in between Benson and Laszlin.
So before they run away from
me. Right. We'll see if you crit again.
But they're frightened.
They're frightened.
Yeah, they're frightened. Yeah, they're frightened from the first thing.
What was it?
27.
27, even with frightened.
Yeah, I mean, natty 5, can't read much of that. Yep. But hey, that's a nice to have a
You've
reactive
You've got reactive
strike.
Strikes.
Oh my God, the first one. The first person to get it.
Yep. Oh my gosh. I've been loving it as a GM because you guys just haven't had them, and I'm going to hate everything.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. Okay. She's going to drop her crossbow because you guys are in, and then she'll stab out at Benson with the short sword. Frightened, though. She is frightened. Apparently a Benson with a 22 total, so...
Mm.
That... Whew. It's laughable.
Yeah. Critical fail, really. Anyway. Elkwood Grimm.
Okay. He's... It's like one of those situations here. He's sprinting as full speed as he possibly can. He's, like, passed right next to Grimshaw's body and just can't give it that much of a passing glance because he sees Vamir,
mm-hmm.
like, struggling, dying. Doesn't, like, that's the thing. From a distance, I'm like, talking to fucking tell he's like stabilized. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's the thing is that like, unless you're like a druid with like the animal companion, yeah, like that, like, you I don't have that connection, you know?
Yeah, I have enough of a connection that it's like it you feel it, but like at the from a distance, though, like I'm like, okay, I don't feel that emptiness.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess you would know that he's down but not out. Yeah, like, yeah.
But at the same time, he's running his ass over there. Yep. I guess I can't. Ooh, could I run across the logs?
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. Because they're big. You keep.
They're it's a big tight grate on top. So yeah.
You keep saying they're girthy. So yes.
So much girth on these logs.
Yeah. So
they're magnums.
Yeah, so he is going to run across these with all three move actions.
Okay.
Oh, both sped up for a moment. I was like, whew.
All right. All three actions for that.
Yeah.
Kezra.
Kezra is like still like hovering. He just dropped these two guys off. And he just like whirls around. Like a bunch of dust kicks up as he spins around, looks at Lazlin. He's like, you're going to pay for this. And then we're going to find everyone you know, and we're going to murder them. He flies around to the other side of it, Lazlin.
You're within melee as you do that?
What do you mean?
You're within melee of Lazlin?
I will end up in melee of Lazlin, yes.
So if you fly by her, she
I am not flying by her. I'm doing my circular maneuver.
Okay.
I have the movement for it.
Okay.
So I like circle the battlefield and come at her from the other side.
All right.
I'm not moving past her. I am moving.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Right into.
Gotcha. Attack. Gotcha. Okay.
And I will grab her.
Okay.
And just go up 100 feet.
This goes against reflex or fortitude.
This will be my roll against your fortitude DC.
Fortitude DC. Okay.
Punching here, big dragon.
Dragons get a good athletics. Have I used my hero point? I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't used my hero point.
Oh,
I remember
oh,
I saved
oh,
it.
Oh.
And I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm
yeah,
really fucking tired of rolling bad. So like, he knows if he gets this fucking slaver, he can end things. And this battle will be all but over. That is going to do it. That'll be 37.
37. That is a success.
Grabbed.
She is grabbed.
So that's two actions. I am still hasted. This is my last round of haste. I will bite her.
Okay.
Or maybe I should just do two claws because they're agile.
Thought you were just going to fly up 100 feet. Just be like...
I could fly up 100 feet, actually.
Oh, no.
Well, vertical, it's less, right? It's like a quarter.
Shut up.
I have two movements, and I can move half my speed.
Half your speed straight up?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you could go 100 feet. That's 50 damage.
Yeah, sure.
Fly up with Lazlin. 50 feet with my last round of haste.
Okay.
Catfall, Jinx, you'd be like...
It would be called hanging a fall, okay?
I do have another issue, though.
Uh-huh.
Next round is my last round of dragon form, which...
Oh.
Oh.
I'd be able to get back to him if I dropped him.
Oh, that's true, because that'd be the last round. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I could technically fly up another 50 feet, drop her, and then fly to the ground.
150.
And then... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to maintain the grab next turn.
I have three actions, so I can maintain the grab, move, and even if I miss the grab, she falls.
That's
she's
true.
50
That's
in
true.
Air.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you want me to let you go.
She wriggles out. She's free to fall onto Benson's head.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I will lose my last two actions, my last hasted action.
Okay.
50 feet in the air holding Lazlin.
All right. So she falls to the ground. Poof. And that's 50 feet? Or 50 damage, I mean?
No, I'm holding her.
Oh, okay.
So she's ending her... I'm ending my turn still holding her 50 feet in the air.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
So, it's her... So on her turn, she can attempt to escape.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
She ain't going to be able to fire from that.
She's not going to be able to fire a bow, most likely. Or it'll be really hard to.
You know what? Check on that.
I will check on that.
I don't think, in the meantime. I don't think she can fire a longbow.
Maybe not, though.
I'll see what Grab says.
Sir Benson,
she's not
your turn.
She is not restrained.
Mm.
So Benson looks at this poisoner, and now dragon's up in the air. He's just like... Looks like you're all alone. And he swings. Natty 17.
Oh, yeah.
He's uh-huh.
dead.
Oh, my God.
For 17, 21.
38.
38? Yeah.
Critical hit. Because she's frightened.
Yeah.
Because she's frightened from new guy.
My fucking boy. Okay. 36 points of damage.
Describe your kill.
Oh, yes.
The dragon takes the boss hyena up. And, like, she just got hit crazy from this new guy. But Benson, there's blood in Benson's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he just... He doesn't even, like... He, like, literally walks through her. He cuts right through her, and he just walks through
her. She falls like it's nothing, and yeah. he just walks through.
Benson doesn't even consider it.
All right. Done. And that was your first action one, didn't it?
Well, I... Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of have to worry about all these people, don't we?
Is there one left to the north? Is that the last
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Well, Vamir's at the one, but he's knocked out, but... Elk is currently on the way to that one.
Yeah,
so the
okay.
one to the north, you're right there, too.
Okay. I've still got the Vorpal Sword. For
Adamantine.
Is the thing right here?
That's...
where's the lock on that one, the one to the north?
The cage to the north? Or
the one we're right next to.
The cage to the west.
That one's still closed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Vamir, we've opened the two down this way.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, Vamir didn't get a chance because he got shot out of the sky.
Yes. It would usually be on the corners. You know what? I'll do a 50-50 chance here.
Okay.
Higher is on your corner. Lower is on the bottom corner.
Sure.
65, so it is up towards your corner.
So I can get to it.
You can get to it.
Benson looks at new guy, says, if the dragon drops, the bitch dropper.
You got it.
Benson will run over and use his last action to attack the lock.
Okay.
And that is... Mm. 12 points of damage?
It's not broken.
Okay.
It's not broken, so another round, dude. You should be good.
Yeah.
New guy.
By chance, the cage to the north, is the lock on this corner?
Yeah. It's on the corner closest to you, yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm gonna break the lock. And he scurries... north, and he's got one action left. Let's see, what is that special action? Two? Yeah, I think that's two actions. Okay, so I think I only have one action. Oh, and I don't have the light out. So the last action, I'm going to strike at the lock.
Okay.
Oh, I don't need to roll to hit.
Wow, an automatic hit for once.
12 points of damage, and I don't cut through, so I think it's like 10 resistance, only 2 points of damage against that.
Okay. After new guy, Laszlin.
You may attack, but because you have to interact technically to reload your arrows, they are DC 5 flat checks.
Okay, so what if she does twin shot?
They would both have a DC 5 flat check.
Okay, alright. Okay. DC 5 on that. 14. Let me just roll the second one since it's a twin shot anyway. 13.
I assume you're targeting me.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my god.
So she somehow pulls this thing and point blank shot two arrows into you.
It's with it in volley, right?
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter for her.
She has an ability.
Oh.
She has something good archery experience.
I missed that.
You've been busy.
Yeah, yeah. You've been slightly building a character in the middle of this episode. 44 to hit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And a 36.
Hit.
Okay.
Well, it's gonna do over 100 damage, probably.
Yeah, I'm almost certainly done.
That is going to be 71 points of damage.
Oh, all right. I am... I'm dead.
No, you're not.
I was wounded because I did ferocity. I'm going to take falling damage. And I just went down by a crit. Kezra's dead.
Fuck!
He's not dead. I can't.
He's dead.
Jake!
As...
Wait, check the bubbles. What?
As Kezra's body hits the ground,
oh,
he is transforming from dragon back into man.
Technically not.
Technically not.
Okay.
The dragon's body falls. He is within 30 feet.
Oh, that's right. No.
New guy!
New guy!
You New let guy. Out, seeing your ally fall, you let out a cry. No, warrior, your time is not up. The River of Souls cannot contain you. And you are invigorated by the touch of divine power. And instead of dying, the divine spark that is in me is shared with you.
Uh-huh.
And I restore you for 5d8 hit points instead.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
So there's a reaction that if someone dies...
Trigger. A living creature within 30 feet would die.
Oh my
god. Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I land right next to you.
I've seen things... I will share in time, but today is not your time.
The dragon falls, and you see the life come out, and all of a sudden, you see the life go back into Kezra's
draconic
lungs.
Rip it back into his body.
I rolled terrible. 17 points of healing.
Good enough.
Hey, that's not dead.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
Oh yeah.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
All right, does it say anything about wound?
It says you get a plus one status bonus to your saving throws and AC for one round.
Okay, so I am wounded too.
Yes.
All right, okay. We need to kill this gnoll now.
Yeah, so she drops, right?
She takes 50 damage too.
Yeah, I give her the 50 damage, so she falls.
Falls.
And last action...
Prone.
Yeah, last action, stand up. Okay.
We cannot let her do any more damage.
Not to Kezra, at least.
Not to anybody. She's rolling huge damage numbers.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Okay. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. It sucks so much that I'm so far away.
So I move in front of Lazlan, by the way. Initiative.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Okay. That was some hero shit.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Stressful.
All right. You're not allowed to die.
So with one move action, able to get to Vamir.
Okay.
Second move action. I mean, not move action. A manipulate action. He's going to use his healing gloves.
Okay.
To rejuvenate. I don't remember what it is. 2d8 or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, 2d8
plus 8.
2d8 plus 8?
I believe so.
Is this just a potion?
No, it's healer's gloves.
Healer's gloves. Yeah. 2d8 plus 8.
Shit, man. I don't know. I don't use this shit.
And he's gonna come back up anyway. So that's the
four.
That's the good thing.
Oh, okay. 12. 20. I guess 20 points.
20 points.
Nice.
20 points. So Vamir kind of like twitches, kind of just like kicks its legs, and also the crit, was it clumsy and all that until healed?
Probably. Sorry. Yeah, until healed.
Okay, so that goes away.
Yeah. That goes away. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's now good.
Okay.
So let me restore 20 HP.
Yeah.
Woo.
Got it.
Otherwise, the condition's like he's incapacitated. I'm like, oh.
Oh, I know.
He's back. He's back. Come on, dummy. And last action. Well, the cage on the left. Benson's working on it or something.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to shoot Lazlan. with his last action. He's not going to hunt prey at her. He's,
okay.
She's
yeah.
within
can't,
range.
Can't so. Do all that, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He knows. He's just like, he sees her get up. He's just like, oh, God. Like, he's, like, angry, and also, like, when he ran up the Vimir, he's, like, cradling its head. He's like, God, please, not again, not
large
again.
Large vulture head.
Not again! I can't do this. I can't keep burying pets. 13 on the die, plus 22, so that's a 35 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. Unfortunately, since I didn't hunt prey on her, I don't have to 2d8s extras. But still, it is 13 points of damage.
That okay.
Freaking snake eyes.
Oh, jeez.
On the D6s and shit.
That's not the Elkwood I know.
I know.
Benson, you are working on... your turn's here. You're working on this. The water is filled. You have no idea how many of them are alive in this pit. It is completely filled. You can see some of them are not moving.
Benson strikes the lock one more time.
Okay.
That was 2 8s.
Okay.
Okay. This cuts right through it, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 easily. So,
Benson cuts the lock, knows... He knows he has to kill this gnoll.
Mm-hmm.
So he cuts the lock, steps, and is going to swing.
Okay.
No, move one over so you're flanking.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm alive.
Thanks, Kezra.
I'm technically a threat.
Yeah. Sort of just nudge Benson over a little bit. okay.
21, 17.
38, baby.
38, that's a hit.
Yes.
Come on, please give me good damage.
Good damage, come on, get double eights again.
Who doesn't love max? You can do that.
Oh man, he did a lot of damage.
20, yep. 20 points.
Sick. 20 points of damage.
Very high damage.
Yes.
Alright.
That was actually very close to 2 8s.
Yeah. Okay. Top of the round, a new guy.
All right, I want to issue a slight correction.
Okay.
When I use that ability,
mm-hmm.
it requires that my Divine Spark be in my weapon.
Okay.
When I moved, the Divine Spark was not in my weapon. Hold up.
Uh-huh.
I have an ability I can use once per day that gives me a free stride. My intention for my next turn was to... put the divine thing in my weapon.
Okay.
If I remembered I had the bedtime ability, I could have strided and put the divine thing in my
okay,
weapon.
Okay, so nothing changes.
Nothing
okay,
changes, right. But for the rules lawyers, what I actually did was I bedtime, got an extra stride action. I was able to put the thing in my weapon so that I could send it to Kezra.
There's already 30 people in our Discord right now yelling at
you. I know.
They haven't even listened. They just know.
They just are like,
you didn't read page 485?
Appendix 84?
Okay.
So I don't have my divine spark in my weapon, my icon right now.
Okay.
I have three actions. So the cage at the top, it's like a similar situation. Like, I don't know who is left alive.
There are bodies. You do not know how many people are left in there.
But there's a chance that some people are.
Yeah.
Sure, maybe.
Okay, I mean, suffocating via drowning takes rounds by the rules of Pathfinder. It's true.
You're right.
You get a certain amount of rounds.
You're correct.
So I think, like, everything is happening very fast. He's acting on reaction, on just his instincts. His instincts were, I've been trapped, these people... I'm going to save who I can save. So my first action is I'm going to shift my eminence back into the icon. So it comes away from Kezra. It was like glowing on you. Now it's back into the Morning Star.
Okay.
And I'm going to use that ability, that Shattering Mountain ability to just crush the lock open.
Okay.
And hopefully it split open the logs and stuff.
Sure.
It's an automatic hit, so I just do a ton of damage.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you... crack the lock that was on this, and then it flies open.
Yeah. So if anyone's left,
sure,
they can
They're all dead. It, just in case. All right, that's my turn.
Okay. After new guy, Kezzer, who is not dead, in fact.
All right. Very scared.
Because they have attack of opportunity.
I don't know. I don't know what he was going to do to me.
Yeah.
But I'm prone.
Oh. You could crawl.
You would still take him.
It wouldn't matter.
Well, what are you wounded? Three?
I do have retributive strike.
I'm wounded two.
So if you went down...
Went down to a crit...
You would die.
I would die. But I other than doing nothing... Except attacking.
You could attack. You could be a hero.
It's okay. Fall in the water. It's fine.
Are you Kezzer now, or are you still a dragon?
Are you a Kezzer, or are you a dragon?
I turn into Kezzer at the end of this round.
Okay.
So I'm still a dragon.
Didn't you have, like, Dragon Feast on the Fallen or something? Like, can't you just, like, slurp up some meat and restore hit points? Like
that's Famir.
Like Famir. Oh,
God. Yes, dragons, known to be corpse eaters.
God, this is so fucked. Like, I want to get away, but I don't know if I can do it without dying.
I mean, you could roll Knowledge Society.
I don't have Society. I'll fail.
What's that?
Do you have a reaction again?
I do have damage reduction from Benson.
Are you talking about... Do I have a reaction again?
I also don't have to crawl. I can fly.
I was going to say, yeah, you can just fly upwards.
Boom. But it's also provoke. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to stand, and I don't have to crawl.
Yeah, man.
So here's the thing. If you fly upward to just get away, just like... What's your total movement if you just, like, soared?
If I went straight up with three actions?
Yeah.
I could go 150.
Okay. Yeah, but then you die when you hit the ground.
Oh, right.
And I would die.
God.
Yeah. I would probably...
Unless
Benson absorbed enough damage, I might die going up. So...
You could fall in the pool of body.
If you're going to move, why don't you just, like, fly away?
Because I'll still get attacked.
Behind this cage.
If you fly straight up, you'll get attacked. You know what I mean? So it's like...
I know.
Why
don't you just fly on the ground away so that way when you come out of dragon form, you just plop on the ground and not take falling damage and die?
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Okay. All
right.
I might die no matter what. I am going to bite.
Okay.
Oh.
So I forgot, did Lazlan take any damage from the fall?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She took damage.
50.
She's taking a lot of damage.
Natural 19.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
And you're flanking.
And I'm flanking.
Okay.
And you're a dragon.
Uh-huh. And I'm a dragon.
And you're a dragon.
So that's...
Dragging these balls on her.
Dragging these balls. Dragon balls.
John's been waiting the whole episode.
Yep.
Can that be the title?
It was just so stressful. He didn't have the chance to get the dragon balls out.
All right, I don't think I can crit her without a natural 20, but it's a 41 against flank.
Yeah. So... Flanked, is it 41?
Yes.
Unfortunately, not.
Yeah.
Ah.
So not that, but getting a hit
we
in.
We just got a pump damage.
We're on my 12s. We're on my 12s.
Jeez, D12s.
Oh, there's a 12. Oh, that's a 20.
It is a 12.
Thanks.
Here's a 12.
Go. Thanks, Black Oak.
I can't hold these D12s.
Oh, man. I rolled really well. That's a one. Yeah, okay. So that's almost max on my physical damage.
Damn!
So 21 plus 6, 27, and then another 6 lightning. So
33
damage.
Okay. And then?
And then looks to Benson, looks to new guy. You have to finish this. The map is really pixelated.
Uh-huh.
Are these piles all the way to the east? These green piles, green gray piles. Are those like rocks? Is that like hard cover?
No. It's like moss and stuff like that. It's like green, like just plants.
Is there anything in this quarry that
you
provides
have to be able to duck cover? Like behind these like cages?
They're level with the ground.
Yeah. They're level with the ground.
Is there anything in this quarry that provides hard cover?
No. It's completely okay. Open.
That's fine. Then just I will still move 200 feet all the way to the east.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets her out of range increments.
Yeah.
So yeah, targeting me would
minus
be
four.
Stupid, but let's see what happens.
Here. Okay. Maybe so you do spiteful. Go. She will get her AoE off.
Oh,
but I'm in Benson's range.
I know.
So
I know.
Just don't have a lot of health.
Swear to God, Jake, don't do it.
It's a crit, I'm dead.
It's a hit.
Just a hit?
Just a hit.
What was the total?
37.
Yes.
Okay.
Just a hit.
Okay. Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
How much damage, though?
17.
Minus 13.
I'm up.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then a retributive strike.
That was an awful roll from her.
Wow.
So.
Oh,
God. And we both get attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get a little attack before you leave.
A little minus five action, but...
Natty 18.
Oh,
so close. Natty 19.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is it, boys.
We're going
the way out.
We're going to die today.
Oh, man, I get to roll my D12s again. And my D6s.
Beautiful. All right, so going in order, it would be... it would be Kezra first in initiative.
Yeah.
So do your thing with map, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But it would have been a 36.
Okay.
Jeez. All right, not nearly as good a roll this time. 9 plus 4 is 13 plus 6 is 19 damage.
Okay.
And that is 16 points of damage for Benson.
Okay.
What was your total to hit?
18
plus what?
21.
39.
That's it.
Yeah. We're not critting her unless we roll to
win. Yeah.
Okay. After Kezra narrowly escaping death again.
So I fly. I'm just like, zoom. I like barrel roll out of prone.
Yep.
And I land 200 feet away and then just plop on the ground as Kezra again. As the dragon, it's like the dragon form basically just like continues through the wall as a crackle of lightning. And he just like shunts out of that body and just lands back in the square.
All right.
Could you,
Laszlin?
Oh, sorry. Could you not just go into the entryway?
At
200. Like, I was just curious because
like southeast.
No.
Like where you guys came in, or the
I could get the I could get.
I was just thinking if you want to
get my full 200 away, I could get here.
Yeah, I was just thinking cover wise.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think I can get two cover this round.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Yeah. Luckily, that's
200 right there.
Yeah,
so.
But luckily, Laszlin not worried about you now. She has a vent in her face.
she's like, oh shit, this guy.
She is going to begin.
Summoning.
Walking. Summon.
She summons.
Here's another Velstrak.
Jakaki.
I summon Jakaki. She's going to get some distance from you. So she's going to go southeast. Little southeast here. And then twin shot on you, Benson. Okay. Twin shot is a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
It's so powerful.
It is a good ability.
Oh, yeah. First one misses, but the second one is a 37.
That hits.
Okay. 18 points of piercing.
12 points of piercing.
There is some fire damage in this. Do you have...
I don't have my dragon shield out, so that does go through.
The amulet you have to use in order to get... And then... That is her turn.
Okay.
Elquid.
Okay. He is quickly going to hunt prey on her with one action.
Fair.
And take a two-action shot just to go after. Like, he sees, like, how much damage she's dishing out. How about that, Jake?
I see it.
18 on the die.
Yeah, I see it.
You've been
see it.
Rolling so well.
Yeah.
I know. I cursed it a bit, but these die are actually doing good.
They're
shit
doing
now.
Good.
They're good shit now.
And this is brought to us by
Black Oak Workshop.
Black Oak Workshop.
Where dice are treasure.
Yeah.
They gave me a triple damage crit.
True.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You too could get a triple damage crit with like a workshop.
And emotional trauma for your character.
That happens with any die.
It especially happens with Mike. Why did it go down? Sorry, it's plus 24. 18 plus 24, that's 42.
42.
Yeah.
No, 42 damage?
No, 42 to hit.
Oh, God, okay.
That all could right. be 42 damage.
That's not, it's not. So, definitely a hit.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Again, we're not critting her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just never know. Right. That's 29 points of damage.
Okay.
So, and that's his turn.
Dang, man. Benson.
She's dense.
Benson is going to close and do what Benson does and try to turn her into meat paste.
Yep.
Actually, could you...
Yep, I didn't mean to move there. There we go.
Yep, that's great.
John immediately knew. He was like, that's not flanking.
I like the dwarf going, hey, move there, please. Thank you.
By the way, remember what item I just got on my sword?
Nice. Keen rune glows.
Yes.
All right, so this is... So it's a crit then, right?
It is a crit.
Okay, it's a crit.
Double
all right.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
I guess the crit cards don't work for the 19 key.
No, that's a nat 20 thing.
Yeah.
No, it's only that. Okay.
Double damage.
32 points of damage.
Laszlo was trying to get out. She ran away, hits you with these two arrows, sees Elkwood hit her too. As she turns back to you, she does not see whatever attack was coming. Please describe your kill.
Let's go!
In a second, she's standing ready to run. All of a sudden, she starts to run. As she puts weight on her left foot as she runs, she realizes that nothing's supporting her because Benson has cut her leg off at the knee, and as she falls, Benson goes right up and just takes her off right at the head.
Beautiful.
Oh, that was epic.
Oh my god.
No. The look on your face, dude.
It was so perfect to end the combat.
Combat has ended.
Oh my god.
However, the two cages that you were trying to break open, it looks like none of them have survived. I'll see you guys next time.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. What do those numbers all have in common, you might ask? They're all faces of our beloved D20 dice. And you know where a fantastic place to get dice is? Misty Mountain Gaming. You already knew I was going to say Misty Mountain Gaming, but here we are, listening to some part of the episode, beginning, the end, the middle, who knows? This could be at any time. But here you are in this moment, listening to me talk about Misty Mountain Gaming and their eclectic selection of glass dice. Did you know they are hand-carved? Beautiful, sure to impress, and almost guaranteed to inflict 1d4 damage when you step on that pyramid, that d4 pyramid. You know, it's just an accident waiting to happen, but you cannot resist the siren's call to pick up that Serpent of Midgard prism glass dice set. And if you use code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout, you can get yourself a little 10% off. You might be thinking to yourself, 10% off? That's not hardly anything.
Well, when you're talking in the realm of hand-carved dice, it's actually, it adds up more than you think. So head on over to MistyMountainGaming.com. Use code DragonPunchSquad at checkout for 10% off. And hey, we'll see you next time.